everybody, welcome to Mom Said. My name is, I said that so fast. Hey everybody, welcome to Mom Said. My name is Gabe Gibbs.
And no, no, my name.
My name is Al Gibbs. But, and Mom Said is a podcast made by three siblings, but three adult siblings, but it's not about that.
It's not about that.
But it's often about that.
Do you want to know something? I just watched the F1 movie with Brad Pitt.
Okay, if this is your first episode, this is a show called Mom Said. My name is Gabe Gibbs. This is my sister, Allie Gibbs. Behind the scenes is my brother, Grant Gibbs.
What I was just going to say is that in the movie with Brad Pitt, they said slow is fast because like going slower allows you to be precise and not make any mistakes.
Did you see that movie?
It was so good.
I thought you went to see Jurassic Park.
I thought that's what we were going to see, but I didn't read the text right.
Bro.
I got everything wrong.
Different. But it was so good. I heard it's really good.
So good. But anyway, point is there was this very minimal part of the movie where they're talking about going slow is going fast. And you just proved that with the intro because you were trying to go fast. And I actually think it wound up being slower because you were tripping on your words too much.
I pretty much trip on my words through this whole episode. It's me trying to compensate. Allie is doing her best.
Reveal as to why during the episode.
We do end up having a pretty good time though. It's the first time that we get to listen to one of your voice memos that you send us to help you solve a problem you're having through the power of music. Grant sings in this episode, which is always a treat. It's episode 31 of Mom Said.
Hit it, Grant.
Mom said. Last night, I was out at a pool bar with some friends, and we got talking about...
Okay, brag.
I was at a pool bar, too.
What?
Really?
Oh, I kind of... No.
I go to, like, 40 pools a day.
I was about to be... I was about to be like, me, too. I was at a pool bar, but I was at a baby shower near a pool.
And which I was is also at that baby shower near
the
a
The opposite
pool.
Of cool. Pool, like billiards.
Billiards pool.
Oh, mine... When I say pool... I always mean swimming.
Are there pool bars like, I guess swim up pool bars?
Yeah.
I've never done that. I need to do that.
Me either. Is that as good as it sounds or are you just soaking in nasty water?
No, because people are peeing probably
people
all day.
Are just drunk
you think
as
people
hell.
Are peeing in the pool?
Bro, yes.
Yes.
Are you kidding me? If you're in a warm pool, swim up, you're drunk?
Yeah.
You're just pissing. You're just
Do you guys pee in the shower?
Yes.
Every time?
If I have to pee.
Not every time, but if I have to pee, I'm peeing in the shower.
Yeah. The toilet's right there.
You're going to get out soaking wet?
I would just pee before I get in.
Well, you don't always know. And then that warm water hits the back of your neck and you go, ah.
Whoa, really? Wow.
Yeah, dude. What do you mean, whoa, really? Yeah.
Eric, do you pee in the shower?
Oh, hey, everybody. Eric is off screen. Our brother Eric is here.
Do you pee in the shower for real?
He
every
says probably
time.
Every time. Yeah.
Whoa.
I think it's probably different guy and girl, too.
Yeah.
Anyways.
Yeah, because it's easier to go straight into the drain for us.
Yeah, it's kind of a competition.
With yourself.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the only one. Hey, that's the only time you got to lock in is compete with yourself.
You know,
it's always you against you, you
gives
know?
Gives a new meaning to the phrase PR.
Mm-hmm.
You know, actually, I didn't like the delivery, but I did like the joke.
Okay, so here's
I just needed you to get it out quicker and be less smug about it.
I'm sorry.
Because it was a pretty good win. Okay, Grant.
Here's the political ethical question of the Mom Said podcast.
Yeah, which is, of course, a political ethical podcast.
Science.
So last night we got talking about ex relationships, et cetera, and I was talking to my friend, and she said, my first boyfriend, I caught him in person cheating. Like, mm-hmm. She walked in on him cheating, and she said, I slapped him as hard as I could in the face. And my first thought was, obviously that's a thing people do and that's like normal, but is it okay to hit someone even in a situation like that? I think...
Even in a situation where they're 100% in the wrong.
Yes. I think you probably shouldn't hit anyone ever, regardless of even in a situation like that. But also, at the same time, I don't blame her and I don't fault her, but I think probably never hit anyone ever.
Agree.
I like that that's your stance.
Agreed. Never hit anyone ever under the umbrella of, man, my keyboard. Agreed, never hit anyone ever under the umbrella of, I think that one's okay.
Yeah, I mean,
what do you think?
I think
that one's okay. I do think it's a little gendied. It's a little gendied.
It's not even as much gendied as it is like who has more physical power.
Right.
If the person and this is really complicated. I don't even know if I believe this, but if the person with less physical power is doing that, I'm less concerned than the person with more physical power doing that.
But how do you calculate that in the moment?
I mean, I think you know.
Guys, are you really mad at your ex, at your soon-to-be ex, and you guys do a quick push-up contest to see who can smack the other?
You arm wrestle and say whoever loses gets to smack the crap out of
you. No, because if you lose and you're the mad one, then you can. But if you lose and you were the one doing the cheating, you don't get to then also then smack that person.
Are you saying like, Gabe is allowed to smack his wife?
Because she can absolutely beat my ass?
Yeah.
Of course she can beat my ass.
It's a tough joke.
It's a tough joke, but I do like it.
The answer is noi. I would say I don't believe anyone should be physically harming anyone. And if the point is for that person to feel punished, there are better ways to do it. You don't even have to touch him.
Psychologically.
Agree. Yeah. But I think if there is any exception to the rule of not hitting someone, it is that specific situation.
Agree.
Yeah, or like someone's done specific. Something
Here's
to
my
your
question.
Child.
Here's my question. Without being too indelicate, like walked in and saw him sitting there with another girl, or it was like physicality that we caught them in the middle of the act?
I have no idea. She just told me that she walked in. So I would assume in the act. I
don't know. There was no way for him to be like, it's my cousin. We're just hanging out.
It's my cousin.
Well, we don't know what state this happened in, you know?
That's true.
Yuck.
That's
political humor.
That is political humor. Again, welcome back to Mom Said, where we just weave, baby. We weave from genre to genre. I want you guys to know right before I started recording, I was on the phone with my wife, as you may have heard, me pacing back and forth in the hallway.
I actually didn't notice.
Because I got this text from Lauren.
You left the room?
Uh-huh. Okay, first of all, my presence is so insignificant to you that I left the room and you didn't even notice?
Yes.
Okay. Well, 15 minutes ago, text from my wife. There's a wasp in the house. I'm doing bad at keeping my cool with four O's. Five O's.
A wasp in four the O's. House. Oh, no. And she has the baby.
She has the baby and there's a wasp in the house. Now, mind you, this is a wasp that we've been having a situation with over the last week or two.
A return customer.
I did destroy his house a couple days ago.
Why is he continuing to come back? Why haven't you removed him permanently?
Because I smacked up his house while he was at work.
So you're feeling bad?
No. But I destroyed his house while he was at work, and then he came back, and I think he's still looking for his house or looking to relocate.
Or looking for the man who did it.
Good and thing that's
you're not
why,
home right now.
And that's why I'm wearing a hat today.
Because he came after you.
I'm wearing a hat, and every time I walk out of the front door, I'm wearing like sunglasses and a mustache so that the wasp doesn't recognize me. But I was so wimpy about it.
Yeah.
It was in the front porch when I destroyed the little, it was in the, like the front entryway to our house. You know how, you know, there's the door and there's the overhang. In the overhang was a little wasp's nest started and we have a new baby. So I was like, I'm not about to let this wasp's nest get bigger. Also saying, try bees, saying wasp's nest. Say
wasp's
that.
Nest.
Doesn't it suck?
Oh my God. It kind of hurt my ears.
It hurts, dude.
Because my voice is going straight into my ears right now, which is horrible. I wouldn't recommend it to anyone.
Which is every time we record.
No, totally. But I just mean like most of my
that's
life.
The experience we're
my
having.
Voice is just like floating
you,
off.
Leaves you. Yeah.
Whatever. It doesn't
you don't
really
have
matter.
To deal with it. Yeah.
I'm not on the receiving end of my own voice typically, thank God. But right now I am. And wasp's nest kind of hurt my ears.
Wasp's nest. So I didn't want it to become a bigger wasp's nest than it was being. So I wanted to destroy it while it was small. It was like a one bed, one bath condo for this wasp. It wasn't big enough yet. So I destroyed it while he was away at work. But the way I did it was I would smack it with the broomstick, run back inside and watch in the window to make sure he wasn't home. So I went out there, smacked it, ran in, hid.
You couldn't just get it down in one smack?
Well, I wasn't about to stick around. I wasn't about to stick around to see if the shot landed. Do you know
right.
what I'm saying?
Oh, I see.
So it was way up top. So I took big swing, smacked, but I'm not sure I got it all. So I just got to feel the contact, run inside, look out the window. Wimp, dude. Wimp.
How would Grant... How
I'm not
would
trying
you,
to get stung by a wasp,
how
they got big asses.
How would you remove a wasp from your deck in a manly way?
The manliest way is...
With your bare hands?
With a blowtorch.
Oh, yeah,
no,
I've seen that.
That is so bitch for real.
But I rent. I can't do blowtorch to the house. I rent.
No, you can only burn down your house from a wasp nest if you own,
The house. Yeah.
I mean, you just got to get that special spray that like foams up and like, yeah.
But I think the manliest way would be just reach up with your bare hand and just take it down. Take a bite out of it.
Oh, like an apple.
Yeah. You grab out each individual wasp and crush in between your fingers.
Yeah.
Grab one, crush it. Grab this one, crush it.
Just pinch the asses one by one. Or even more manly is the way the boys do it. The way the boys do it on Love Island, where they're like, you know, just like as a man, like I just sit down. I'm like, hey, wasp, can we go chat? And on some
man shit
for real, as a man, I need you to leave, bro. I think that would be the manliest, to sit him down and have a talk. Men love to talk about how man they're being.
And what would he say?
On some man shit. I got this. This is, yeah. Does he have squatter's rights?
No. I think it's about length of time for him living there. So no, if he hasn't been there long.
But the house was built before 1975. So he certainly.
Well, if he's paying rent, it's rent control.
Right,
but he's not paying rent. I think he has to be there for like a certain amount of time before he has the rights. Squatters,
but I have a tiny, I have a tiny little baby daughter, so I absolutely.
She also doesn't have squatter's rights, by the way. She's only 10 weeks old.
Oh, damn. Yeah.
At what point does squatter's rights kick in?
She could get kicked out.
While you're telling the story,
now we're
heading
towards a political podcast. Now we're heading towards a political podcast. I was trying to be big daddy, taking care of the baby. Big daddy. What? You didn't like that? I was trying to be big daddy, and trying to take Allie off mic. And take care of my baby daughter and go kill the wasp, but I couldn't do it like a tough guy. So I just had to do it like take a big swing, run back inside.
Hey, you have to occupy a property continuously for at least 5 years before you have squatter's rights.
Dang.
So
she doesn't have squatter's rights until first grade.
Nor do you, even. You haven't been in that apartment for 5 years.
Three and a half.
Definitely
four.
Not the wasp.
Yeah, the wasp was there fresh. I don't even know if he lives that long. They'll never have squatter's rights.
I'm close to being able to claim squatter's rights at my apartment. And what is squatter's rights, furthermore?
I don't know. Well, you've been there, so they can't kick you out, right? You have rights.
I have rights, dang it.
Anyway,
this week my dog died.
Damn.
I'm not laughing.
Not that we're this week, a couple of days ago, was our friend Biggie's last day. Biggie had not been feeling well for a few weeks, and we're going to be delicate about this because we want Allie to be able to say something if she would like, but we can also cut this. So whatever version you're hearing, just know that this was a big weekend for Al. And would you like to say something to Biggie or about Biggie or how you're feeling?
I don't have a bunch to say because I don't want to cry. And if I talk about it in earnest, I will cry, as we are not even 48 hours out from the event.
Yeah.
And to score underneath is crazy. But I guess I wanted to mention it on the podcast to say that if my vibe is shit, you can't be mad at me today.
Well, we can be mad at you. Or you're saying the listener can't be mad at you for having an
You
off
can't
vibe.
Either.
I can't be mad at you?
No.
Period?
Period. Today? I'm so pissed off immediately. Today you're going to get mad at me for what? What are you mad at me for?
I showed up on time.
I was the first person here, actually.
I could get mad at you for a couple of other unrelated things, but not about conversation we just had, obviously. Yeah.
Anyway, Biggie was the best dog ever and my best friend, and I'm sad.
Yeah.
But I'm gonna try to have an amazing vibe from here on out, but I might not, and that's okay. Podcast or die. In this case, death is involved.
You said podcast or die, and then I watched your brain go,
well,
there was a little bit of die.
There was a little bit of die this time, so I guess we could have skipped recording. And I would also like to put on the record that my brothers did give me the opportunity to opt out, but we...
Oh, yeah, let's be clear about that.
They're not forcing me to do this
today. We didn't force her to do it today.
But I thought I would be fine to do it, and I think I'm medium fine, so whatever. I'm sure this will go down in history as the worst vibe I ever have on the podcast, but we'll get it over with, you know?
Well, I think it's a good vibe so far.
Okay, great.
You were right to throw reverb on that. It did feel like I was about to sing.
Go ahead and sing about my dog dying?
No.
About how you might get mad at me?
I'm not sure yet.
It's going to be hard to write a song coming out of this.
Yeah, you're right. Because anything that's too earnest...
it's going to be make me cry.
Yeah.
And anything that's too funny is going to make me mad.
Yeah. So how do we weave it right in between the two kinds of song? We just should probably not even try. We'll just make a little tune to hum along and don't put words to it at all. But I'll sing to you. Cause I don't wanna say the wrong words. I'll sing.
Gabe, did you break the reverb on Allie's microphone when you were messing with this earlier?
I didn't touch anything.
Were you able to connect to the board at all?
Not at all.
Who broke it?
I didn't break anything.
Is there anyone else that comes in the studio when we're not around? A murder mystery!
My daughter came to work the other day.
Oh, really?
Yeah, she came here and she worked with me.
Oh, that's...
And by that, I mean she scrankled and hung out with her mom while I tried to record a voiceover.
Yesterday when we went to a baby shower, I held her while Gabe ate a taco and she fell asleep on my chest. And then I held her for longer while she was sleeping. And I was feeling kind of sad, so it was awesome. But what was really incredible was I saw some people that I haven't seen in a couple of years. And I walked in holding a baby.
Oh, yeah.
And they looked at me and they said, oh, my gosh, when did you have a baby? And I said, 10 weeks ago.
You did. You did. They were like, how old is this? How old is your baby?
I said 10 weeks old.
You said 10 weeks old. And then she said, it's my brother's and her baby. But there was a split second
where
I was like, I'll let you claim that baby.
There was a second where I just played along. Like, how incredible is it? And by the way, we all follow each other on Instagram. So I have zero digital footprint of the fact that I've gotten pregnant and given birth. But I just show up to a party holding a full-blown baby. That would rock.
That would rock.
That would be so chic to not let anyone online know that you've had a baby.
And not to see anyone for the 9 months of pregnancy.
Oh.
Fire.
Fire.
Grant.
Is it time for the first edition of our brand new segment?
Not yet. Oh. It's first time for... Did we not just go over the order of how we would do these things?
I don't remember the order. I don't remember the order.
Can I say something? I'm so grumpy this morning. I'm trying to switch my vibes. I come in and Gabe and Grant, they say, what's the order of how we're going to do things? And I start to talk through the order. And Gabe said, that's too many words. Apparently, I was using too many words to talk through the order of how we're going to do things. So then I said, all right, I'll use one word per section. I used one word per section and obviously it didn't stick.
Well,
you have to let me say the amount of words that it takes to say something. And that's just a rule of that. Okay? Anyway, where are we going to go to lunch after?
Do you want to do Did You Know?
Yeah, I have a good one.
Okay. This is like... this episode is going to be tricky. This is going to be a tricky episode.
Why?
This is going to be a tricky episode. It feels like, you know, at grocery stores and at like Walmart and stuff, when they were advertising fans and like the way they would advertise the fan is they would tilt it straight up and they'd put a beach ball on it
and yeah, the beach or a ball
and the, or the ping pong ball and the beach ball would float perfectly above and it was levitating. Yeah. But if you touched it and it went slightly left or slightly right,
the beach ball would go flying.
That's what today's episode
That's
is going to feel like.
That's how precarious is, my attitude
is. Right now, we're floating, we're spinning, we're vibing. But if this beach ball gets bumped at all, the fan is about to blow it into the electronics section and cause chaos.
And we have to post something every week. We've committed to that. So if we never do get this episode on the rails, you're just going to listen to it as is.
That is how it goes.
And so, sorry, that is ultimately, if you really want to know what a family dynamic is like, that's ultimately what it's like.
And if you really want to know what a family dynamic is like, I just checked and got a text from my wife 9 minutes ago. He finally flew into the bottom window and I trapped his ass.
Okay, go
Hell
Lauren!
Hell yeah, go Lauren! She got him. You didn't stand a chance. That wasp didn't stand a chance. Okay. Did you know
that?
Are you ready or am I just forcing you across?
I'm ready.
The visual I saw was you jumping in on the word no with the widest eyes you've ever seen, as if some drill sergeant woke you up in the middle of the deepest sleep you've ever had. Did you know that
Carmen's brain has doubled in size since she was born?
What?
Goats. I love those guys.
Carmen, I love that girl. What the hell? You said Carmen's brain has doubled in size?
Since she was born.
Literally?
Mm-hmm.
But her head's still big.
It's growing at like lightning speed, her brain.
Okay. It's kind of crazy the amount
of... Well, not lightning speed. That would be scary. She's like...
I wake up tomorrow morning and she's like, Dad. I'm like, oh, shit.
She's like, Dad, how come we don't have a pool?
Yeah. Dad, I'd like to discuss capitalism. I don't want to do that early in the morning. Although when I've had coffee, I could really get it going.
I believe you.
Doubled in size?
Yeah.
Doubled in size or like doubled in like capability or both?
I believe size. And, you know, anyone's welcome to fact check me on that. The other thing that I learned, because I was looking up, I was just thinking about how Carmen's 10 weeks old because we were at that baby shower yesterday and everyone kept asking how old she was. Yeah. And we kept saying 10 weeks. And
10 weeks, 10 weeks.
I was looking up facts about 10 weeks old.
Yeah.
And the other thing I learned was that they start to become social at 10 weeks old.
In what way?
They're going
out clubbing.
They're starting to recognize faces.
They're dancing out at bar.
And they're starting to understand facial expressions a little bit.
Cute.
So she knows your face now and she, I think, can sense like,
wow,
like thumbs up versus thumbs down facial expressions, which is really cute.
Wow.
Now, which is good because I got a zit on my forehead this morning for the first time in 5 years from all the stress from my dog dying 2 days ago. But she saw me yesterday before the zit, which is amazing because that was my sort of first impression when you think about
it. Locking the face to your memory, the one that doesn't have a zit. Locking the face to your memory, the one that doesn't have a zit.
When she could register my face, my skin was perfect then.
Thank you so much, youth to the people. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much, the woman in Atwater Village who's an influencer and sells her PR on the side of the road. That's where I get my skincare. I'm not joking.
I know you're not joking. You told me that you went to her garage sale and it was all stuff she had gotten for free, but then she was turning around and selling it to...
For a profit.
To naive bitches like you.
She said, this cleanser is amazing. I don't use it, but I hear it's good. And it normally costs much more. You can give me $20 for it, though. And I said, sure.
And thank God you did, because now Carmen locked in the face, the one without a zit. Oh. Carmen locked in the face you had, the one without a zit. Here's what I wonder. I wonder if... do you need more? Sorry. I've been wondering.
Thank you
so much. I've been wondering We don't care about my did you know, but I'll just say real quick.
No, actually I do. What do you mean they discovered coffee?
Okay, well, we'll get there in 1 second, but I'll wrap up this thing by saying I've been wondering, so she can recognize faces now and start to like recognize vibe and face and whatever. I've been wondering, this is gross, what their sense of smell is like, because I am like barely awake when she scrankles up at like 4:15 a.m. Uh-huh. And it's me picking her up, right in her face going, hi, baby.
Oh, gross. You know she can't get away.
You know what I'm saying, bro? I had that thought yesterday.
Do
Grant,
you guys, what
how mad would you be, bro, if I woke you up, put my breath in your face and was like, hey, buddy, top of the morning to you, Granty.
This would be the second instance where it's okay to smack someone in the face.
A callback. Good job, Grant.
Wow.
I would say, so what's the stance on like when you're first really in love with someone? Do you kiss in the morning breath? Or are you like, I will never go near anyone with my morning breath, period?
Oh, bro, morning breath melts paint, dude. It could be early on. It could
be early.
It could be early on. It could be late. What's going on the board, Grant?
Fixing the reverb problem.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
Grant's doing the kind of tech we should probably do before we start, but whatever. We just sort of hang out before we start.
Did we even put in a memory card today? I'm just checking. Okay, great.
We only...
Because I messed with the board, and so now things are dangerous.
We only think to do sort of tech checks until we've already
started recording.
We spend the beginning of our time together trying to fix whatever vibe came into the room.
With music. Yeah, with music.
Like when things are kind of funky, I come in and Gabe's like, I'm going to put on a song. And we were listening to Justin Bieber before this.
Yo, the new Bieber album called Swag is swag.
Totally. Sorry, what were you saying before? Oh, you would never kiss anyone with morning breath?
No.
What about
you,
Grant?
Oh, I'll do a tight-lipped, like when Lauren and I, something cute happens or whatever, and it's morning and we're both stank breath, we do like, you know what I mean?
And you for those bonk heads.
For those listening in the purely
what Gabe
audio
did
medium
was really violent
was
looking.
Close my lips as tight as I could and just like chin jab.
And just sort of like chicken bob his head forward.
Yeah, because you don't want stank breath. Because I learned that sense. What's happening?
Just take a deep breath.
I learned that smell is the sense that is associated most with memory. So what I don't want is to have...
To remember you this
that's
way.
What I'm saying. I don't want to have stank be associated with the feeling of me.
Oh my gosh, like if she's somewhere else, like near a sewer or something, and she smells a stank and she's like, that's how I think of my husband.
Talk about getting the ick, bro.
That's total ick.
Bro.
Sewer mouth?
Horrendous.
Grant, do you ever kiss someone with morning breath? Or even talk in their face?
No.
No, you.
Morning breath. Morning breath.
Could it be so bad? That sounded rank.
Bro, that's what I wake my daughter up every morning. No, she wakes me up. But then when I scoop her up, I'm like, hi.
Okay, stop that.
What do I do then?
She can't get away.
I just pick her up, Grant fix the reverb. Woo, bam, 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 bam.
I was going to say, I fixed the reverb.
Congrats.
Horrible.
I'm glad you figured that out.
What do I do then? How do I pick up my daughter? Do I just go, mm-hmm.
You anticipate her stir. You feel her coming out of deep sleep into light sleep.
I anticipate her stir.
Yeah,
at 4 in the morning.
And then you quick go brush your teeth.
I do sometimes though. Sometimes when she is like scrankling but not awake, when she's doing the like,
then you wake up and brush your teeth.
I wake up, brush my teeth, put her bottle in the warmer, set up my little station, get my phone out, get myself a coffee, try to do all that in like 7 minutes before she's awake. And sometimes I can get Command Central Station rocking before she's awake.
That's nice.
Other times it's baby in the arm doing your
morning
thing.
Morning breath.
Yeah.
The other thing you could do is not give her any attention. You could turn your face away.
Oh, that's a cool move.
Yeah.
Just don't look at her.
Leave her wanting more.
Oh, yeah. Negging your kid is definitely a good thing to do.
Negging your 10-week-old. Yeah, okay, let's stop talking about baby. Let's start talking about goats.
Oh, okay. So I learned I learned that goats were the ones who discovered coffee. Sort of.
What do you mean discovered coffee?
Sort of. Grant's nodding like he knows.
Because weren't they were eating the shit and then they were going a little bit crazy?
Yeah, dude. Yeah, bro. And then
they were eating coffee beans.
They were eating coffee cherries. They were eating coffee cherries.
And then they were bouncing all around.
They were bouncing off the walls. And then some farmers. Cute.
They probably felt great. That's like cocaine for a goat. I
know. And then the farmers back in the day were like, what in the hell is going on?
They're like, why are my goats staying out all night shaking ass on the table?
Why are my goats so focused on spreadsheets? Yeah. Why are my goats absolutely able to lock in corporate America?
The two ways that people use cocaine
is spreadsheets.
It's to climb the corporate ladder or to shake ass.
And sometimes both. Well, it allows you to do both, really.
It allows you to do both. That was like when I first moved to LA and I would be on these shoots that like were so brutal timing wise. We'd be like up super late and awake super early, and I used to look at the people around me and be like, how are you guys doing this? For months, I was like,
you guys are amazing. How are they able to work 13, 14-hour shifts and then go out dancing?
And then they go out to dinner and they drink. I'm like, how are you? You guys are incredible. And then I remember one person was like, Allie, it's not. No one's being incredible.
No one's incredible.
Girl, no one's being incredible. Anyway, good for the goats for discovering. I wonder how we went from goats bouncing off the walls to
obnoxious baristas.
The like dark water we have today.
Steamy bean water?
Yeah.
Well, they figured out they could roast and dry them.
This morning.
Figured out they could roast and dry them.
Totally. I'm sure that's exactly how it happened. This morning, I had a praline latte that was, I'm not exaggerating,
horrible.
$10. All good, but it was $10. In the Valley. It was like their specialty latte, and it was like praline flavor with like a cold. People in their cold foam.
Yeah, people are so horny for cold foam.
People are losing their minds over cold foam. Last night, I was at that party in that hotel room with the pool in it. They had vodka infused cold foam.
No.
Vodka infused cold foam. Sit with that. I ate a bunch of gummy sharks.
That were infused with vodka or just regular?
Infused with shark.
Hell yeah. Love that. Shark week.
I left the party kind of early because I showed up and I had a horrible vibe, much like this morning. And I said to two people I haven't seen in a while, hey, you guys. And they were like, oh my God, so good to see you. And I was like, so good to see you guys. I'm going to go though. My dog died yesterday. And they were like, oh my gosh.
And you were like,
and then I forced those two people to react to that. Do you know what I mean? Like, I had to get out of there.
Yeah, you didn't have a good enough. You didn't have.
Because now these people, they were expecting to have a good time at this party, and now they were having to have a reaction to me saying that.
Yeah, so you had to go.
I had to go. I was ruining the party.
Yeah, you had to go.
But then I watched Devil Wears Prada, and Meryl Streep is a genius. Grant, you were going to say something?
I keep a list of the little joys in my life on my phone because I think that's a healthy thing to do. Mm-hmm. And one I need to add to that list is gummy animals.
Yeah.
Because is there anything really better than gummy animals?
Worm, shark.
Can we sing butterfly. A song? Can we sing a song about gummy animals, please?
Sure, if you kick us off.
Yeah. Okay, Grant. Let me put you right here.
I never knew I liked gummy animals so much.
Whoa, hey.
I never knew I liked gummy animals so much until this morning, yeah.
Hey.
I never knew I liked gummy animals so much,
so much.
I never knew I liked gummy animals until this morning.
Okay, I don't even want to hop in because Grant is absolutely
what I love about it. Grant's writing style is it mimics his listening style, which is like in electronic music, you repeat the same thing over and over again, and Grant does that too.
Well, because I'm not creative enough to come up with
that. I never knew I like gummy animals so much.
No, but it's your style.
I never knew I like gummy animals so much
until this morning.
I never knew I like gummy animals so much.
Oh my God!
I never knew I like gummy animals so much.
Michael, what are you doing here?
I never knew I. I never knew I. I never knew I. Okay.
That was so crazy.
Wait,
he's
but
back.
Then we need a verse about. Keep going.
Oh, sorry. Like gummy shark.
Oh.
Gummy shark. Like gummy worm. Gummy worm. Like gummy frog.
Oh my God.
Like gummy frog.
Yeah.
Like other gummy animal, 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 other gummy animal.
You know what that reminded me of?
That's top 10 for me. That's top 10 songs for me. And to say top 10,
not just in this musical, agree. Or not just in this musical. Not just in this podcast, but ever top 10 songs.
That is one of my top 10.
You know, we could, if we want to flesh
Grant
out
sings,
this.
Dude, it's so good and it's always better than he thinks it is. And it's always so good and it changes up the vibe because I do the same shit over and over. And then Grant comes in and does something slightly different. And he's like,
wanna,
it's not as good. And I'm like, no, it's good because it's different.
When
it's
we
so
wanna
good.
When we want to flesh out this song for our album, I think we could do like a, you know, an amazing Joseph and the Amazing Technicolor Dreamcoat when they're like, it was red and yellow and green and brown and blah, 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 blah. Yeah. We could just be listing the kinds of animals that come gummy.
Yeah. Wait, hey, are the Shackalicious gummies shaped like Shaq?
Yeah, it's literally Shaq's head.
Hell yeah. Does that count as gummy animal?
Was an animal on the court.
That's what I'm saying.
I will say that.
That's what I'm saying.
One more thing about the baby shower we were at yesterday. There was a signed Shaquille O'Neal jersey on the wall.
Oh yeah, our friends rented this Airbnb and I walked in, didn't know it was an Airbnb, thought maybe it was one of their friends. As I'm unloading, I need to take a deep breath today. I had coffee before this and a Diet Coke
and
right now.
And you know what? I actually don't blame you because I think really what you're doing is trying to overcompensate for the fact that I'm like...
You're a deflated balloon?
Right. So you're trying to be like inflated.
Because you're a defluty balloody.
It's making us both.
You're
like,
an absolute defluty balloody.
Yeah. It's making the beach ball go flying.
Yeah. Okay. So I'm taking my daughter out of the car to go into this baby shower with our friend at this house that had a signed Shaq jersey on the inside. Right. As we're walking in, I don't know whose house it is or what the vibe is.
Someone who knows Shaq.
We literally see Benny Blanco walking on the sidewalk. And I'm like, is Benny Blanco about to be at this baby shower that we're walking into?
Which is not totally out of the question.
Agree. It's a friend of ours who like
works in that world.
Fancy.
Yeah, he works fancy.
He works fancy. And so I was like, I guess we gotta like walk in. And literally I'm getting my head screwed on to walk in and see Benny Blanco at this baby shower.
And you know that if he's at the baby shower, you're gonna have to look at his toes.
Oh, dude.
That's my first thought.
I'm walking into this big ass fancy house. I had just seen Benny Blanco and I'm like, all right, I guess that's the kind of vibe this party's about to be. You're fine, bud. Don't worry. Cause I wasn't, you know, you're in like
you got
baby
anxious
mode.
To meet
I got
Benny
anxious.
Blanco.
I got anxious because you're in like your own life. You're doing your regular normal life. And then as you're about to walk into this huge ass house, you're like, do I need to be prepared to like, shoot
write
the
a song?
Shit with Benny Blanco?
Do you think he was going to make you write a song?
Well, first of all, like any good artist, I carry around 6 USBs of my best ideas.
Yeah. You're going to meet Benny Blanco and say, thank God you're here. I'm sure you're wondering.
I'm sure you're wondering what my beats are. No, but we walked in and it was a big ass house, bunch of wine everywhere.
Sorry.
Shack.
Okay. So
where were we?
Can I connect the dots for me real quick? You guys can chat amongst yourselves. Benny Blanco was not at that party. So did you actually see Benny on the sidewalk?
Yes.
And he just happened to be walking
by?
No,
I think he lives in that neighborhood.
We should say the address aloud.
Yeah. 1222.
Benny Blanco Drive.
Benny Blanco Drive. Los Angeles, California. He wasn't actually there, so he must have just been walking.
Okay, but
on
it was
the sidewalk
Benny
right
that
outside
saw,
the house.
Because when I walked
was literally
up to you,
Benny Blanco.
You were like, I think I saw Benny Blanco just go in the party, and I was like, that's not possible because it's a good friend of mine, and I feel like I would have known.
Yeah.
Anyway, a crazy, silly Los Angeles conversation. Point is, we're not involved in that world because we wigged out just seeing him on the sidewalk.
No, I literally did. I was like, my daughter just spit up on
what's
my shirt
so funny
earlier.
What's so funny is your reaction to seeing Benny Blanco is as if you would have to do something about his presence.
No, I know, but that's maybe something I need to work on about me. But I saw it and I was like, oh, shit.
Because you could just be existing in the same space as him.
Well,
no having to anything.
I know. Well, this is the curse of being the kind of Gibbs boy that I am, which is we like to be the mayor of everywhere.
Right.
Or at least have a shot at being
so
the mayor of everywhere.
So you felt like you needed
so
to.
So my brain, I'm like, I thought I knew what room I was walking into.
Sure.
Now I'm like, oh, this is a Benny Blanco room. This is a different thing. I'm not prepared for this.
Well,
I don't have my best
bits.
He's
not the one having a baby, so it wasn't going to be his room either way.
True. Agree.
And what's a Benny Blanco room?
A room made of cheese. What is a Benny Blanco room? What were you setting us up for?
I was trying to set you up for a song about Benny Blanco room.
Here's what I want to set us up for because now is the time. For Grant, now's your time to introduce the thing that you got in trouble for trying to introduce earlier.
This is the new segment of the show where we solve your problem with the power of music.
Yes, and I have to say, we got a bunch of submissions. First of all, more submissions than I thought.
Wait, can I make a quick announcement?
Yeah.
I am receiving your messages about how there's stuff in the P.O. box. I'm so excited to go. I had a weird week, so I didn't get there.
Why? What happened?
My dog died, so I didn't go to the P.O. box. To be clear. However, I will go this week, and I'm really excited to go. So for those of you who sent stuff, I'm not ignoring that. I will go. Okay, now keep going. Speaking of thanking people.
Every time we talk. Okay. More submissions than I thought. So fun. Also, I was like, I don't want to say emotional, but I was nervous listening to these because I was like, who are these people that listen to us every week? Because we haven't like met them.
Yeah, we don't
like,
get
DMs
to know
are
anything
different.
About you.
DMs are different. People DM's fine, whatever. That's like, kind of relatively impersonal. Do you know what I mean? But then to like hear your voices.
That's so fun, you guys. Wait, I'm nervous too.
No, literally I was nervous, dude. I was nervous like I was walking in on a blind date that
because now you get to make a podcast toward us as we have been doing.
Yeah, you make a podcast toward us. We make one towards you. But
that's a conversation, babe.
So I want to say that we want more of these. Please keep submitting these. They're so much fun. We're going to try to get to all of them or as many as we can at least. But this one is one of my favorites so far that has come in. So I wanted this one to be the first one.
So we're going to we've never done this before. So who knows? The beach mall may go flying, but we are going to listen to a problem that you're encountering. And then we're going to fix it with the power of music by writing a song that will help advise you.
Let me know if what I'm about to do is a good idea.
Are you throwing? I think we need it clean. I think we need it clean because I'm worried about how it's going to. See.
Hey Gabe, hey Allie, hey Grant. This is.
Should we have it clean or? Oh, back up.
Yeah, it was loud.
Hey Gabe, hey Allie, hey Grant. This is Alden from Denver, Colorado.
Hi,
and my
Alden.
Problem requires a little bit of backstory if you don't mind giving me about 90 seconds. So I live with two essentially random roommates, sort of a friend of a friend situation. They are a married couple and we live in a split level house. So they have the upstairs and I have the downstairs. We've been living together for maybe like 9 months and I've barely interacted with them. I've probably said like 100 words to them total over the course of our living together, which may sound kind of crazy, but honestly, it's kind of ideal for me, a known
introvert.
No, that's
kind of roommate. Yeah.
So the way the house is set up is right when you walk in the front door is where the house splits. So when I walk in the front door, I can see up to their level, but I never really go up there. I just kind of go straight down to my level. I don't bother them. They don't bother me kind of thing. But recently, like maybe 2 or 3 weeks ago, they bought a set of floor to ceiling blackout curtains and have completely blocked off their level for even from view. And I don't know why. I don't know if it was something I did, because
it's not you.
I don't know what it could have been. Like I said, I don't even talk to them. So I guess that's sort of my problem. I want to know why they did this, and if it has anything to do with me, but I don't really feel like talking to them. So what do you think? Thank you. Oh, God, that actually was 90 seconds. Okay, goodbye.
Oh, my God. Alden, first of all, I love you. Hit me up. We can hang out.
I know. Alden's a vibe, huh?
Yeah.
Alden's a good vibe.
I love you, Alden.
Denver, Colorado. We have family in Denver. We love Denver.
We go to Denver.
Okay. What
See
a problem.
You there, Alden.
What a problem.
Well, okay.
Okay. So
to be totally frank.
Did we hear what the, I felt like we heard what the problem was. He lives in a duplex.
He needs to know why the blackout curtains have appeared.
They
all
put
of
up
a sudden.
Curtains in between the entrance so they can't even see where he goes in, bro. What do you think, Grant?
I think you go straight into a song.
Oh my God.
I just want to say one thing before we sing.
Yeah.
Alden, it is not your fault. They are up to something.
Yeah.
Potentially illegal.
Yeah, you think they're up
definitely
to something?
Definitely sexual.
Whoa. Potentially illegal, definitely sexual. But we have to help him solve it. So I think.
Right.
First of all, my friend, it's not your fault at all, my friend. It's not your fault at all, my friend.
It can never be your fault because you sound totally perfect. So don't be anxious about not being perfect because you are.
Agree.
I knew this song was going to be good.
Alden, there's a chance that they put the curtains up because they are preparing a show for you.
Alden.
Maybe they love your vibe and they didn't know how to ask for you to be friends at all, so they prepared a show for you.
Alden, they don't want you to see the fact that they're building some set pieces back there.
Like trees and the moon that hangs in the set scene in High School Musical.
And your elementary school classroom for their reenactment of your life.
Because they care so much about you, Alden. They are preparing a performance to ask you to be their best friend or maybe their third. I don't know.
Either way, they are interested in more of a relationship.
Yes.
More than 100 words.
Wow, a nice rhyme.
Thanks.
Hey, Alden, I know you said they did it 2 or 3 weeks ago, but a typical rehearsal process is 4 to 6 weeks. So just wait, because you may get an invitation to a one-night-only show with a ticket. Only one ticket, a ticket for you, and maybe a plus one.
But probably not. There'll be sequins and set and lighting and songs.
Hopefully songs.
So what do you do about this problem? You just let them rehearse.
Let them rehearse. Let an artist rehearse. Just let them rehearse, Alden.
That's right, Alden.
Just let them rehearse.
A one-night-only show reenacting your life as a proposal of friendship and potentially something more from your 2 adult married roommates. See? No worries.
No worries, my friend. Thank you, Alden. Grant has something to say.
Alden, I think perhaps the best solution is to put up your own black curtains and prepare your own show.
Oh, yeah. Oh, my gosh.
Begin your 6 week
A real repertoire theater. What do they call that? Doing them in rep, where like the same theater does 2 shows back and forth. That's a good idea.
What's amazing is if you actually took that seriously and them behind their curtain were like growing marijuana or whatever it is that they're doing.
Yeah.
And you behind your curtain are like gluing together costumes for a show.
But his are red. Theirs are black. His are red curtains.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Wait, actually?
You should build a little marquee, Alden.
You should add red velvet curtains where they have black curtains. That's such a funny, like, passive aggressive response.
Build
like,
a little marquee.
You guys are up to some shady
no,
shit.
No, for
but
real.
I'm putting on a show.
I think realistically, probably what's happening is that if it's a staircase, a stairway to heaven, if it's a staircase, Wow, you threw reverb on that quick, bro. You're with it. If it's a staircase, they probably just want to put their stinky shoes on the stairs and don't want it to leak out towards you. Probably. What?
No, I'm certain that it's because they want to walk around naked.
Really?
Yeah.
This is just a privacy thing, bro.
What? Yeah.
How'd you come up with stinky shoes from such curtains? A crazy
because I live in a quadplex. I live in a quadplex, and there is a family right below us that leaves their stinky shoes out in the lobby.
And I'm so like, they put up a curtain and it's better?
Hide it.
I just imagine, truthfully, I imagine as a person who lives. Well, it doesn't sound like you live normal. Anyway, I just imagine like you're walking from the bathroom to your bedroom and you're like kind of naked or in a towel. And you're like, it's kind of annoying that I can't do that because we have that roommate.
No, but there's no way he can see them naked. The house splits, goes up, stays down.
Right, but
down.
If they have to walk past the stairwell.
Naked?
Yeah.
No, there's got to be a door.
Maybe well, clearly not, because they added blackout curtains.
Yeah, you're right. Wow.
There is no door. Otherwise, they would just close the door.
Yeah, you're right.
And there's no way they put blackout curtains over a door to keep the stink of a shoe out.
Yeah, you're right. My idea was crazy, but I do think put
and
up your own.
Furthermore, do your shoes stink like that?
Sometimes.
Really?
Sometimes if you have old runners that you need to replace and haven't replaced.
But do you wear socks?
Yes.
So then they shouldn't stink.
I got hot feet.
So do I.
What do you want me to say on the podcast? I got hot feet. You want me to say that
also,
on the podcast?
I also am.
I got hot feet?
I also am a victim of hot feet.
Oh my gosh.
There's a thing that Gabe and I both have and our mom has where your feet get really hot at night. Do you have this, Grant? Okay.
Dude, I stick my feet out the bottom, bro.
I can't describe it.
I leave those ankles for
like,
the monsters to grab.
It's like chronically hot feet.
I leave those ankles for the monsters to grab.
Like I want to run them under freezing cold water hot. Like they're hot, hot, hot. I think it's hormonal or something, except that Gabe has it. Anyway, last night, Isabel
Boys
slept over.
Hormones?
Okay. Right. Last night, Isabel slept over and I had my feet out from the comfort. I was like bundled up and I had my feet out from the comfort. And she was like, aren't your feet freezing? And I was like, my feet are 200 degrees.
I literally found our daughter's thermometer the other day. The baby one that we use. The baby one that we use to make sure that she's okay.
Uh-huh.
And I pointed it at my forehead and, to be honest, crotch. Because I was like, how hot is my forehead?
And how hot is your crotch?
And I assumed that under the blankets and under
the kind of science that we're out here
saying.
Doing.
Under the PJ pants and undies and in my crotchal region has got to be the hottest part of me at night, right? That's what you'd assume. That's most coverage. Assume. So I pointed it at my forehead. It said 97.9 or whatever.
Okay.
Pointed it at my crotch. 97.9.
Interesting.
Pointed it at my feet. 98.1, bro.
Okay. See, I really do feel like my feet are hotter than the rest of my body.
It was literally 0.2 degrees, but the fact that it was hotter and they had been sticking out.
Yeah.
They were sticking out. They were the only uncovered thing. And they were hotter.
I always thought that my feet must be hotter than my crotch.
Yeah. That's true. That's true online too. Follow me at wikifeet.com/gobgobs. Grant.
After we heard that disgusting story from Gabe, let's go ahead and rank the brothers while we still have time.
Oh my gosh. Okay.
You're right. You're right. You're right.
I rank the brothers every weekend. I say which one's better, which one's worse. They always have something to say about it. Someday I'll do an ultimate ranking definitively, but not today. It's just a normal one today of which one was better this week. Here we go now. I'm gonna do it. Number one brother this week has to be Gabe because when I was at the vet this week, I couldn't drive my car home and my brother came and picked me up and took me to In-N-Out.
And unfortunately, there's an incredible story that happened at this In-N-Out that I will tell Grant and Eric after we stop recording because it's a little sensitive. Because Allie didn't have a good filter on, so she said some things.
I was so pretty grumpy. She shouldn't have said some things that I shouldn't have said.
But we will not repeat them on the podcast.
Yes, it makes me look kind of mean.
It makes Allie look a little mean. But in her defense, it was
literally minutes after my dog died.
Fresh.
Can I do my best guess and you tell me if I'm right?
No, because...
Sure, you can guess because you'll never get it right.
You'll never get it.
Where's my fucking spread saw? I wish. That'd be funny, too.
I
wish
I was, like, throwing a fit in the... No, I was really sad. Yeah. I was really sad. I wasn't yelling.
I said animal style!
No, I was kind of like a zombie. Anyway, guys, thanks for... Can we be done? Okay. Guys, thanks for... Thanks for brothers. Thank you for bearing with me this weekend. I'm going to have an amazing vibe next weekend. I can feel it. But, you know, some days are kind of sad. And some weekends are kind of sad. And it's just because of how much that you love. And I think that's ultimately really beautiful. But still, the part that's sad, you have to go through it. Even though it's better to have loved. And yeah. No, it's going to be okay. Please send stuff to our PO box.
And please send stuff to the voice memo.
And please tell your friends to listen to this podcast, but not this episode.
No, I feel like this is a good episode because Grant had his greatest hit, Gummy Animals. Right. Gummy Animals coming out on Spotify.
2028.
Great. That's a good deadline to set for ourselves. Thank you guys so much for listening. This is one of the favorite parts of my week, so I'm thankful that everyone listens. Please tell your friends about this, and we will continue to make it.
Goodbye. Why did you sing over me?